200 people, mostly elderly men and women protecting babies, are all that is left of the West Darfur town of Suleya, a town originally having 25,000 persons after an attack by Arab militia and the Sudanese army. News of the attack, which also left an ICRC worker dead, has only just reached the outside world, even though it took place last weekend. Suleya was targeted as part of an army offensive on three towns to retake them from the Darfur Rebel Justice and Equality Movement. The offensive was the largest in many months in Darfur, and aid agencies say it has affected some 50,000 people. Emer McCarthy spoke to ICRC Western African spokesman Martel Izzard.
The fighting occurred in the afternoon and evening of last Friday, the 8th of February, and it targeted several towns in Western Darfur, especially Suleya. That from Suleya, more than 10,000 people fled, and most of them fled towards Chad, so they crossed the border. Some other people fled within West Darfur to an area called Jebel Moon. What we have been witnessing that these people are really exhausted. They need basically food and water and shelter. We have also wounded people.
During these attacks, particularly during the attack on the town of Suleya in West Darfur, one of your colleagues, an ICRC worker, was killed.
He was a Sudanese national working for the International Committee of the Red Cross since 3 years and father of six children. And he was killed under unclear circumstances, but it happened during the fighting period.
Has this death, the death of your colleague, change the ICRC's attitude to operations in the western region of Darfur?
Well, it is for sure that such an incident is very grave for us because our office was clearly marked with a big Red Cross emblem. So everybody knew that that was our office. But what I can already tell you now is that ICRC, the Red Cross, will not stop working in Darfur. I mean, the needs are enormous. So what we want to do is continue to work.